going to do EOTs, Employee Ownership Trusts, in a nutshell. We're going to look at what they are, how you can transition to a sale to an EOT, and why you might do it. So Employee Ownership Trusts in a nutshell. Let's look at the what. And we're going old school here with a flip chart, try and keep it simple. First on the what is you've got a successful company. You could do a trade sale if you're looking at succession or a private equity sale or new game in town, Employee Ownership Trust. There's 1,600 Employee Ownership Trust companies in the UK at the moment, and there's about 300 a year being added. They are full arm's length sales, but they are vendor and advisor led. So there's no third party involved other than the trust. And the trust is buying the shares on behalf of all the employees. Now, the way we do that is we establish a new company with a company limited by guarantee. It doesn't have any shares, similar to what charities use. And then we use a trust deed to put alongside that to make it a trust. It is buying the shares on behalf of all the employees. So nobody has direct ownership. So it's not really like a share scheme. The administration is more like a pension scheme, which is a lot easier than direct ownership. So the trust, this company limited by guarantee, is buying the shares for the benefit of all the employees. And after you've done that, it's the same business, but just a better model with different ownership. And that's critical. Because obviously, if you do a trade sale or private equity, it's culturally going to be very different. And that's important in the what of EOTs. So you might be intrigued about EOTs. How do you do a sale to an EOT? Well, the first thing is you're not giving the business to the employees. The deal is at full market valuation, which is really important. Maximum plausible value for the sellers would imbalance to what's right to the trustees. So we need to get an independent professional valuation. And in the October 2024 budget, one of the areas of clarity from HMRC, who fully support these types of sales, they're not a scheme, they are a full arm's length sale at full commercial valuation, is that the trustees must confirm that the valuation is reasonable and has been carried out at arm's length on a professional basis. So that's really important. And that's very important because later we're going to see that there's a real tax benefit to EOTs. But if you get that bit wrong, we might fall over on that L. So we have full market value, but how do you do that if there's no third party? Well, the answer is the company pays for itself over time. And we do that in three different ways. First, there's any spare cash it's got at completion. Second, a vendor loan. Typically, we might structure that over between 5 and 8 years, depending on the business model, and also depending on that valuation, which an advisor like us would carry out. And third, we may get some bank debt to accelerate the payments for the sellers on behalf of the trust. Full market value, but we will get HMRC tax clearance on the sale. But to get that tax clearance, and you have 0% capital gains tax on EOTs, which is important, so we need to examine that, we must have a full change of control. So that means more than 50% has to be sold. We like to sell 100%, and the reason we like to do that is because the capital gains tax saving is a one-off, and it's a material saving. So let's look also, we've done the what. The what is it's an arm's length sale on behalf of the company to all the employees who are all beneficiaries, and it's paid for over a period of time in the how, and we get full tax clearance. But why would you do an EOT? Well, the first one we've already examined is that maybe you're not right for a trade sale, or culturally you don't want private equity coming in. So there's a real legacy play around employee ownership trust. You can protect the culture of your business and potentially stay involved, which is also important. With a trade sale, many owners are out very, very quickly and or don't like working with the new owners. With an EOT sale, the owners can stay involved. So one of the other areas, legacy, is you may not have a position where you can sell the business because perhaps it's a bit too dependent on you. With an EOT, you can carry on working. You just don't own the business. So that makes it easier for the business to protect its culture and protect its legacy. They also have competitive advantage. All the studies are employee ownership businesses are more productive. So they are purposeful capitalism. They contribute more to the economy. And they do that because the employees have better retention. They get up to $3,600 a year tax-free bonus per employee. That makes a big difference to your team. Better retention. They're also more responsible. Employees care more because of beneficiary owners. They feel part of the business rather than just workers. And in that sense, there's a reward to the employees for doing an employee ownership trust for all their hard work over the years. They have genuine competitive advantage and are more productive. Get it right, get the plan right, they will contribute more to the local economy and they will reinvest more locally. And that is critical, which is why governments want them. So employee ownership trusts not only create competitive advantage, but they are part of purposeful capitalism. They are solving some of the problems that we have today in our economies around wealth distribution. So a highly socially responsible sale. And that's really critical and links right back to legacy. If you've built a successful company, it's a very, very strong exit strategy for you that rewards the economy. We do need to talk about tax because, as I said, governments want these because of for all of those reasons. And one of the things that they've done to help employee ownership trust sales and encourage them is they've made them at 0% capital gains tax. If you do a trade sale or private equity on everything above $1 million per executive shareholder, you will today be paying tax at 24%. That's a lot of money. Capital gains tax on an EOT, 0%. So there's a big upside to sellers in embracing employee ownership trust sales over trade. The downside, and we're still doing a lot of trade and private equity deals as well, is that you've got to wait for some of your money. So we need to explore what that looks like. We can do that in a minute. So we've got this, which is tax. But to get that tax break, you need to do it at a reasonable full market valuation. And we look at that in a balance equation. We need to consider what's right for the trust and the trustees. They must make sure the valuation is affordable. We want to get maximum valuation for the sellers because they want to realise their efforts and fruits of their labours over the years. But we don't want to prejudice the employees. So when we're doing that independent valuation, we're balancing all of those equations. So the advisor, someone like Avondale or Aviot, our EOT platform, is acting for the company in balancing those when we look at the arm's length sale. But HMRC, for the first time ever, a smiley face, because they're the superhero in this equation with that 0% tax. But there's one other tax break that is not really discussed very much with EOTs. You could not sell the company and hold on to it and try and put it under management and just take dividends because you're having to wait for some of your money anyway, right? Because you've got a loan to pay for it over a period of time. If you did that, the equivalent sums which you're getting out as capital tax-free, you would be paying, if you take it as income, between 35 and 50% tax on dividend or PAYE, depending on how you take it. So the 0% is not the only tax break. The second tax break is really what you could have had as income, you're getting out tax-free. And if you do that over between 5 to 8 years, and you capitalise the value of those profits in a sale, you will virtually double your money on what you would have got if you'd have put it under management. And that's really important for sellers. So let's look at an example. We have John and Nigel, both over 60. They've tried to explore a trade sale, but they've failed. And to a certain extent, that's because of the business. It was a joinery business, and it's not a fast growth business. And buyers tend to want fast growth business. But also, the feeling was John and Nigel were a little bit too involved in running the business. The trade buyers were nervous about their ability to take it over. They had built up some spare cash. So the balance sheet was very healthy because they hadn't taken the profits. They'd let it build up in reserves. 80 staff, loyal, local, highly skilled. So we paid the spare cash out at completion at 0% tax because we got HMRC clearance for that. And then we agreed to pay the rest of the value over 7 years. We put some interest in to make sure it was arm's length, although we agreed to waiver some of that for the first few years to get the capital down and also de-risk the cash flow of the business. It's critical to understand that within the loan on an EOT, the payment over a period of time, is subject to cash flow. So whilst we might schedule it over 7 years, if the business does really well, then that period might come down. If it does badly, then it might extend out. So it's a soft loan, which is also another benefit to EOTs because it de-stresses the buyout. Trade sales or private equity, they will normally always get debt anyway, and banks are unforgiving, whereas a vendor loan with interest is a very forgiving instrument in terms of the cash flow of the business. By structuring it over that period, with the spare cash up front that we got on completion, the multiple was nearly six, which is easily what they would have got on a trade sale basis. And although there was a high earnout, again, on a trade sale basis, due to the nature of the business, there would have been an earnout. But here, they would have been on a trade sale basis, not in control of it. On an EOT, they are in control of it to an extent. And one of the things that we did within that sale is we also looked at the management, who the future management was going to be, who's going to run it, grow it, the business plan, and we created an incentive package for them to make sure that they hit strong performance-related pay to create alignment with the vendor loan loan. And that's critical with EOTs because as the sellers step back, you've got to ask what's in it for the management in the future. And that's all about the right incentive package for them. And we did 100% sale to lock in the full capital gains tax relief. So EOTs in a nutshell, same business, just a better model. EOT, exit, ownership and team. Exit. It is a full arm's length sale for the sellers. You've dealt with your succession. That's really important right now. There are many successful family businesses where people have thought about maybe allowing inheritance to their children as their succession strategy. That is now going to be taxed after the October 24 budget at full inheritance tax rates, so 40%. So EOTs could be a really interesting solution for those companies because they can do a capital sale and then gift the loan notes to their family, creating a trigger event. But also an exit strategy. Not everyone wants to work long term. EOTs are capitalizing on the risk that you've taken over the years and the wealth you've created in your business, but in a very soft way culturally so you can stay involved. We've got a full change of ownership, but ownership goes to the trust and the trust own it for the benefit of the employees. The employees are more productive because they feel as though they're owners. They feel as though they have more stake in the business. Although it's not a share scheme, not many EOTs have resold. That is a different webinar. We'll cover why. It's quite technical, but there's all sorts of tax and cultural reasons. So it's better to think of that ownership as more like a cooperative than it is a share scheme. But nonetheless, they are all beneficiary owners, so they take more care in that ownership and therefore the businesses are more productive. But ultimately, between the exit and the team, if you don't work out your succession of how the sellers are leaving the business, who's staying, who's going, and how you're going to hand that over to the next generation of managers, you need to create a team-driven business. So it's very important. Employee ownership trusts require the strategy around who's staying, who's going, who's going to run it, and how you're creating incentive for those people to run it. And get it right, not only have you got the trust, you've got tax-effective sale, you've got the same business but better model, you create a team-driven business, then they become even more effective. And that's all about looking at roles, responsibilities, and then holding people accountable with the right incentive. So employee ownership trusts, not as complex as they sound, but a lot of people think about the how. They hear the word trust, they hear the legal, sale and purchase agreement, loan notes, and they get caught in that technicality. That is not difficult. It is paperwork. And a good advisor, Aviot, our EOT landing page, explains more about us, or avondale.co.uk, who own Aviot, We'll navigate through those technicalities. It's not difficult. We do need to make sure the HMRC element is done correctly, and that's probably the hardest part within the valuation equation. But we also need to make sure it's affordable and cover all those elements for you. The how is not as technical as people make it sound. The why of finance, how much can it afford, tax, HMRC, legal, get the how, the technical structures right. Trustees, we put in professional trustees, it must be a full on sale. The why, strategy, purposeful capitalism, better business, better model, better business plan, who's going to run it, how are we going to create that team-driven business? That is probably the most important element to getting your EOT sale right and correct. That's me. I'm Kevin Uphill. My email, kevin.uphill@avondale.co.uk. Please email, got any questions. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Thank you for listening.